JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, over 10 tertiary institutions receive new accreditation, and later a GSAT tip for students. These and more as we take you Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
More than 10 tertiary-level institutions have been awarded certificates of accreditation for a total of 35 courses by the University Council of Jamaica, UCJ. This was done during Tertiary Week celebrations held from Monday, March 7 to Friday, March 11. The Caribbean Graduate School of Theology, Catholic College of Mandeville, Excelsior Community College, Jamaica Theological Seminary, and Knox Community College were among the schools receiving accreditation for master's, bachelor's, and associate degree courses. Meanwhile, the University of Technology, Northern Caribbean University, Micah University College, and the Vocational Training Development Institute, VTDI, have also received accreditation for a range of courses. Executive Director of the UCJ, Dr. Yvonette Marshall, is lauding the institutions for their dedication to the accreditation process.
Your achievement is really a testament to your commitment to quality and, by extension, nation building. And I think it speaks to the commitment of the institutions themselves, because this is a desire to ensure that whatever is being delivered to their students is of quality and meets the quality mark.
Montego Bay Community College and the University College of the Caribbean have also received accreditation for some courses, while Hydel College, International University of the Caribbean, and Sigma College of Nursing and Applied Sciences have been awarded certificates of registration. Before you start any tertiary course, do your homework. Visit the UCJ website at ucj.org.jm to see if the course you're interested in is accredited. Education is a key component to achieving developed country status. That's why Goal 1, Outcome Number 2 speaks to creating a world-class education system that meets the demands of a modern world. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. We continue to highlight the contribution of female trailblazers who helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer was Jamaica's first female motorcycle police officer, who joined the Jamaica Constabulary Force at age 20 and served for 40 years, moving up the ranks from corporal to superintendent. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic, because
today's female trailblazer is Ione Ramsey Nelson. If you or someone you know will be sitting GSAT this week, here's a helpful tip. During the exam, students should ensure that the number that is being shaded on the answer sheet matches the number in the test booklets. That tip was brought to you by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information in association with the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks so much for your company. Join us again tomorrow when we'll highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.